Welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for Game Boy podcast. This is your host, Frank Clement, and this is also your co-host with a stinky diaper that I'm changing right now and on the podcast. That's called multitasking. That's Nate the Great. So this week's playthrough is through Gao. I played through with Gao on the hardest level. Yeah, I can't believe I did it either. Yeah, he was saying, buddy? He was having a conversation, but this was definitely not the most easiest run ever. So my notes that I have on them was I lost 4 times, I lost the Zangief 3 times, and I lost the Ryu one time. I had 3 perfects actually, so I perfected Chun-Li, and I had 2 perfects on Balrog, and time. Unfortunately, I was not able to get the actual time that I beat in the run, but I have to estimate over 25 minutes, so I'm going to just say 25 minutes easily, and the final score that I had was 413,203. For the characters that I faced in order, the first character that I faced was Ryu. I had trouble facing him from the get-go, and I lost against him. I couldn't spam projectiles against him because I've learned, as you guys hear through the run during this podcast, that Guile Sonic Boom isn't really the best for going back and forth with spamming projectiles. But I just waited to counterattack. I lost the first match, but I was able to defeat and survive the mix-ups for the second match to actually defeat him. So it was just being patient against Ryu, because the CPU on level 5 of Ryu, my goodness, it's one of those things where you just don't know what the CPU would throw out against you, so I just had to wait. Versus Zangief, now, with the last 2 runs and the last run that I was talking about last week with Chun-Li, I've gained a newfound respect for Zangief. Had a clear disadvantage, and I thought, like, you know, I'm just going to spam projectiles and want to go in. Nope. Had a very clear disadvantage against him. Definitely the hardest match in the run, and unfortunately he was the second matchup, so already my faith in life was tested throughout the second match of this run. He has the highest hit points, plus the highest attack, and his walking speed, as I learned the very hard way, was very faster than Guile Sonic Boom, even the faster Sonic Boom. Zangief was still able just to walk and jump over the Sonic Booms and to punish me. And his walking speed, since it was much faster than the Sonic Booms, it gave me much trouble. I couldn't throw any Sonic Booms or projectiles, and the computer Zangief easily closed the gap to punish. So I literally had to just kick and not throw one Sonic Boom during the 4th match, because I lost him 3 straight times in a row. And during the 4th match, I threw not one Sonic Boom at all. Let's see. And also avoiding Zangief's cross-ups. That was the key component with beating him in the match. So Zangief really doesn't have like a safe space to throw a Sonic Boom at, because the starter for the Sonic Booms are very slow. Also, with Zangief's newfound walk speed, which I just discovered, it easily closed the gap. So if I throw a Sonic Boom from afar, he can easily just go into a quick spin and lariat in order to avoid any damage. If I throw a Sonic Boom near, he'll jump over and time the walk speed just perfect, so he'll just easily jump over and punish. So, and he has, the crazy thing is Zangief has high hit points and walk speed just to nullify any of the Sonic Booms, so I really had no other choice but to just omit that, and Gao only had one other, yeah, buddy. I can't, no son, I can't try Super Moves. Those are in Super Turbo, and the Game Boy didn't have that. I understand. I was down to literally 1 move and just normal attacks, and that was really a hard matchup. So the 3rd matchup after I finished with surviving against Zangief was Gao, and it was just a mirror match, nothing too major at all. The main key was just to wait to punish after the CPU Gao, just to jump in to heavy punch or heavy kick combo. Other than that, he was easily beatable because the attacks were so telegraphed. If you're far from Gao on level 5 CPU, it'll be the Sonic Boom. If you jump in, he'll just try to do a flash kick. So I baited a couple of flash kicks by just jumping neutral, but with some space. So I jumped and then just punished from there. So it wasn't a hard match at all. The next match was Ken. Ken was much easier than fighting Ryu, and I had to avoid the Shoryuken on Wake Up. I don't have any defense for his Wake Up Shoryuken. And also, even though Ken was a better matchup against Ryu, Gao really doesn't have any counters because you throw a Sonic Boom. Ken can do a spinning kick, a hurricane kick, in order just to go over the Sonic Booms. He tried to do a flash kick. Ken can easily do an uppercut. So I was just happy that the computer wasn't patient. The CPU wasn't patient, and the CPU just kept throwing out random things. So I was just happy about that. Fighting Chun-Li, it was a hard matchup. With Chun-Li characters, especially in level 5, the best way to play is to what I call jockey for space. So it was, and the same thing with Ryu. As long as you play the space game and you throw up just frame traps, and you're setting up space for your next attack, you easily won the game with Chun-Li. The damage output with Chun-Li's lowered HP made it much bearable and much palatable for a Gao to actually beat her just with a few time hits and just timing some counters as well. So, but just similar to the Ryu matchup, I more so survived than anything. Versus Blanka, it wasn't a bad match, but the CPU Blanka did not do too much, so keeping space for him was the key, and also getting closer with Blanka is a no-go. That only led to trouble from me as well, so that was definitely not into my favor, advantageous-wise. Other than that, Blanka was just another matchup, not really anything too damaging. Going back to Chun-Li, stepping back for a second, and one thing I forgot to mention that was included in my notes was just the amount of damage that she had with her grab. So Chun-Li's throw, especially if it's comboed off of a jump into a tick throw, it caused massive amount of damage to Gao, could easily stun. So that was another thing that I had to avoid as well. Yeah, I had to avoid that, buddy. Balrog, easiest match. I just spammed Sonic Booms, and Boxer just kept charging, and 5 to 6 Sonic Booms, it just did him in, and that was it. I didn't even bother trying to get up close, because if I missed the Sonic Boom, or if my timing was off, I was in a bad trouble, because he has a high attack, and it would have easily stunned Gao, so I just chucked Sonic Booms. Versus Sagat, it was a medium to difficult matchup. I had to jump in time projectiles, because of the tiger shot, but I was able to do the jump in slash tick throw for damage, and I had enough frames just to block the tiger uppercut. Definitely another character. He's the absolute worst. Yes, buddy. He's the absolute worst to get into a projectile war with. There's no way. And lastly, for Bison, I had a disadvantage due to Bison's kicks and cycle crushers. They were just more faster than launching out Sonic Booms. But he took advantage of pause spots to win the match, meaning when the CPU just slowed down and was waiting for me to counter, I just didn't do anything. I just kept neutral and just baited out some moves and just countered those just for the win. It wasn't a bad match, but I had to beat Bison as quick as possible. The longer the match went, the more Bison held advantage. So that was a good matchup, but it was just a little challenging as well. And just to conclude, the notes that I had here was Zangief gave me clearly the most trouble in this run, and for subsequent runs he is definitely a problem. However, playing against him will be definitely a challenge as well. And Sonic Booms, once you realize that some characters can nullify it, then you're just down to a flash kick, you're like, crap. Sonic Booms were definitely not effective against him or Ryu or Sagat, and his walk-up speed was effective against Gao, and Zangief's walk-up speed was better than Gao, and also Ryu kept reversing with Dragon Punch, The mirror match with Guile wasn't bad, and most other matches weren't bad. Blanca was unpredictable, and also, this run wasn't really too bad, but just thinking of the high stun after too many moves and not relying on Sonic Booms, it was definitely challenging. Ironically, or like the new word I just invented, ironically, the other characters that I'm going to play, some of them don't have a projectile, which is going to make the run a little bit more challenging. And also, his worst matchups, just to reiterate and conclude, were Zangief, Chun-Li, and Ryu. But constant watching of his health made any match go into a priority. You just had to watch out for taking too many hits. Lastly, just to summarize Guile's ending, he mentions Charlie, and his wife stops him from killing Bison and just, like, overtaking him. And he's asking for forgiveness for just leaving his family and going after Bison. And just, like, similar with Chun-Li's description last week, Guile, too, went home and became a family man. So, yeah, buddy. Let me see. Wait, Fiddlesticks. I apologize. I had the wrong ending music. I had another person's ending music, and this is actually it. Ay, Dios mio. And I just played it twice. So this is the actual ending theme for Guile instead of the other ending theme, which is another character. I know, buddy. What's wrong? Anything you want to add to the podcast, Nathaniel? You haven't been talking during the podcast. Yeah, you're the co-host. What did you think about the run? What do you think about Street Fighter 2? What are your thoughts towards your father? He doesn't want to talk. He's just laying down, and we're just doing the podcast in the bedroom. So, yeah, you're just laying down. You want your bottle? Oh, now you want to be silent. And, oh, my goodness, you're grabbing your bottle. So yeah, this is the actual ending theme, and it's just a picture of Guile and his wife and his daughter and some dialogue just with mentioning Charlie and how he, similar to Chun-Li, wanted to take revenge on Bison for killing his friend and was about to deliver the final blow. And then from there, his wife stops him, and they all went home and became a family man until Street Fighter 4 and 5, and Bison's on the loose again. So, once again, this has been the Street Fighter 2 for Game Boy podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening. And even my wife contributed as well. She was snoring in the background because she fell asleep. So, I love my family dearly. And this is your host, Frank Clement. This is your host, Nate the Great. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.